Richard Marks, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Stacey Reynolds, and we've got another guest in the studio, Drew Goodman, here to talk about the 44th Glendale Crossing Festival. Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. Doing great. So 44 years, and it's happening in just a couple of weeks, and this is a huge festival, and I feel like it just gets bigger every year and better every year, which it doesn't even seem like it could, but... Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the best things about Glendale. Growing up, going to it all the time, it was playing football on Friday nights and then being excited on Saturday morning to have the biggest event in one-day event in Kentucky come to our town. It brings in so much business, and we're so happy to have it as this community. You know, it's something that gives it life, and... it's just a great thing to be a part of, especially in the fall. Fall's my favorite time of year. I don't know about you guys, but everybody kind of hates the cold, but yet they'll dress up for it and like to come out. So
especially for the Crossing Festival.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is something that people bring carts, you know, or like strollers, not with kids in them, but the strollers so that they can carry their goods that they purchase.
Absolutely. You need to bring some cash with you too. That's important. You know, parking and stuff like that. And some of these vendors only do cash. So just want to throw that out there. But yes, absolutely. Everybody loves the arts and crafts. Everybody comes out, and we love to see what people bring to this festival as well. I know that we try to bring in a lot of the same vendors, but we're also looking for something different. So that's always good to keep in mind as well.
How many booths are we talking about this year?
Oh, gosh. I keep losing track of it. Sherry Vance is our chair member, and she does a great job of keeping all that together. But I would say probably over 400 vendors attend this festival every year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's so well organized, mm-hmm. and it is... You walk in, when you pull up, and you'll have to wait in traffic, you know, because that's just the nature of it.
You're going to
have to be patient.
Yeah.
And do you have any recommendations for which way people should come in?
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to take New Glendale Road is definitely going to be taking some pressure off I-65. Some of the construction that's being done with the Ford battery plant that's there. Luckily, they're not doing any construction, so... It's going to help with that, but being able to take New Glendale Road or take the other way from 222, which is just west and connects to
62.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So if you can take that back way,
that's the way I go as well. Last year I did get stuck in and waited for a little while, but it wasn't. You know, just be prepared. As long as you're prepared mentally that you're going to have to wait,
right?
Then you know you're preoccupied with just enjoying the surroundings.
Absolutely, and it's well worth the wait too. Just being able to experience fall at its peak, and I really like the. You were speaking on the dedication and how well it's put together. I mean, this is all put together by volunteers. You know, that's the craziest thing about it is that a lot of events have committees and paid members. This is all done by the community.
Yeah.
And you don't see that too often. And, you know, it's just it just speaks greatly to what we do as a community and that we're dedicated to it.
So is there going to be breakfast?
There's going to be breakfast somewhere. Yep. There's going to be a lot of food. Mountain Mike's is going to be open. So that is one of the best coffee shops in town. but yes, there's always going to be food and stuff that we have around. And the vendors usually get set up pretty early.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you can start your day
and then
mm-hmm. just finish your day there. You
exactly.
can spend all day. And I mean, the thing is, you're going to see somebody you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, you know, even if you don't go to shop, you know, just go and you can people watch and it's a cool time to look around in Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you see things differently when you're walking than you do when you're driving.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small town. You might miss it if you drive by, but walking in it, it makes you appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah.
First job was at the Whistle Stop, so I have my ties there.
Yeah, you and Stacy have something in common.
Yep.
When I was 15, I was washing dishes, going to high school, and I would just walk over from school, and so I worked there 4 years.
I was the dishwasher
dishes, cleaning the tables, you know, being a busser, and so I've got that Whistle Stop connection.
Yeah, it's a great place. So this is happening on Saturday, the 21st of October.
Yes.
And what time should people start showing up?
8 a.m. and then we'll run to about 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, appreciate your time, Drew.
Thank you, guys.
We see you, Quixie 98.3.